This is Storyville, true stories about New Orleans by students in the Creative Writing Workshop at the University of New Orleans. In today's story, we discover that sometimes the things you don't eat leave the sweetest taste. Here is Grieving the Pies I've Never Eaten, written and read by Laura McKnight.
I'm a fan of most South Louisiana specialties, crawfish, king cake, etc. But there are a few things that make me feel like a traitor to my local roots. I prefer my coffee without chicory, I'm ambivalent about oysters, and I'm pretty sure I have never in my life eaten a Hubig's pie. That's right, I have never eaten one of those New Orleans-made little fried pies stuffed with all manner of fillings, not even when I lived just one block down from the factory on Dauphine Street. I would walk past the large white building almost every day, sometimes catching a sweet scent in the air. But I'm not a fried pie lover, so not even the happy little baker smiling from the front of each Hubig's bag could tempt me to taste one. Yet as I stood watching the firefighters drown out the giant scorcher at the factory last July, I felt the gnawing sense of loss already apparent on some of the faces around me. Hubig's is one of those uniquely New Orleans institutions that inspire in locals a raging nostalgia bordering on madness. I imagine flappers eating these pies while doing the Charleston. And like anything uniquely and historically New Orleans, especially anything with an image that can be printed onto t-shirts or crafted into a group costume, Hubig's enjoys a fiercely loyal following. I mean die-hard fierce, as in this fire at the pie factory was nothing short of a catastrophe. I woke at 6:30 a.m., groggy, I started reading the news and saw the internet ablaze with stories about the Hubig's factory burning. Now fully awake, I looked out my window and sure enough found a dramatic scene. Red fire trucks and white Hubig's delivery vans, firefighters and people in their pajamas, flashing emergency lights, rubber hoses running down the street, and a giant crane angled high above the smoking building. It was directing a large and violent stream of water into the charred remains of the pie factory. Apparently, I had slept right through the raging part of the raging inferno, the part where trucks with loud sirens rushed to my street and nearly 100 firefighters swarmed within feet of my house. The whole thing looked like a cliche action film scene. Joggers paused mid-run, dog walkers tugging leashes to slow their pets to a stop, my unshaven and semi-conscious neighbors gathered on the sidewalk to stare into the still-smoking remains of a New Orleans icon. At that moment, I felt my first craving for a Hubig's pie. I had no idea what a Hubig's pie tasted like, but I wanted one. And I knew that eventually I would get to try one. You may love the lemon filling, others the chocolate or banana, or maybe you hate them all, but that doesn't matter. The pies belong to all of us. This is why I am sure Hubig's will return. New Orleanians will not let go of what is ours. The night after the blaze, I walked past the factory on my way home. With the frantic emergency scene gone, the open site stood as dark and solemn and hushed as a cemetery. Where once stood a bustling factory, now stood sad piles of debris, a hungry black hole on Dauphine Street. Complete destruction. Alone, I stopped for a moment to pay my respects, and then sniffed. The smell of burnt pies coated the air, the strong odor of smoke unable to overcome the persistent scent of fried sweetness. Well, I call my baby my Hubig's cutie pie.
She's the peach and cherry apple of my eye. Laura McKnight is part of the Creative Writing Workshop at the University of New Orleans. She's a freelance journalist for NOLA.com. Storyville's opening theme is composed and played by Irvin Mayfield. This is a production of WWNO in New Orleans. I'm Richard Goodman. Coconut.